With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Another day of severe weather is in store for the South.
Thunderstorms with a chance of tornadoes are forecast today following yesterday's severe weather in the Gulf and Deep South. That's the sound of huge balls of hail hitting Texas yesterday, captured by Chad Casey. There were also water rescues from flash flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson.
We have a moderate risk of flash flood potential from Louisiana through southern Alabama in advance of the storms that are going to be moving through.
Some Louisiana schools, courts, and state buildings announcing closures due to the weather. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com. That's the sound of the U.S. Marine Band during a White House arrival ceremony for the state visit of Japan's Prime Minister Kishida. During a joint news conference with the Japanese Prime Minister, President Biden was asked if he's still confident the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates after a report today showed inflation rising.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain.
Reportedly, some Federal Reserve policymakers argued at their most recent meeting in March that inflation was likely worsening, even before the government reported today that price increases reaccelerated last month. According to the minutes of the Fed's meeting, all 19 officials generally agreed that high inflation readings in January and February had not increased their confidence that inflation was falling steadily to their 2% target. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 505 points, the NASDAQ losing 163. This is SRN News. A new poll on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than one in five Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 250 Holocaust survivors have joined an international initiative to share their stories of loss and survival with students around the world during a time of rising anti-Semitism. The Survivor Speakers Bureau was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. In the U.S. and Germany, educational institutions can invite survivors to personally speak in classrooms and university lecture halls. This is SRN News. Louisiana Senate advances a bill that would empower state and local law enforcement to arrest and jail people who enter the U.S. illegally.
The proposed measure, which now heads to the House, resembles legislation in Texas. GOP State Senator Valerie Hodges says Louisiana has the, quote, right to defend our nation and accuses the federal government of neglecting responsibilities to enforce immigration law. Opponents argue the bill is unconstitutional, will not do anything to make the state safer, and will only fuel negative and false rhetoric directed toward illegal aliens. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A prosecutor has told jurors that the killing of a gay University of Pennsylvania student in Southern California more than 6 years ago was a hate crime. 26-year-old Samuel Woodward, accused of stabbing to death Blaze Bernstein, a 19-year-old gay Jewish college sophomore who was visiting family on winter break. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.